Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
Oh my gosh. And we're back.
Wow.
The often imitated, never duplicated Radio St. Pete exclusive Indie Circuit. My name's Mao. With me, as always,
Dr. Morbius.
From parts unknown, we're here to bring you some righteous, independent, new, lots of new music. Crazy new. Amount of new music.
Crazy.
I'm not sure if I can play it all on this show, but if not, go to bunchofdorks.com and you'll hear some of the more sweary ones there.
Yeah.
I got three new groups this week. The Grease Marks out of Pennsylvania, Primitive Finks, and the Young Werewolves. Yeah, I know.
You're like a mover, man.
Mover
and
shaker. Bringing home the bacon and frying it up in a pan.
Bringing home the bacon.
No, that's not true. That part is wrong because I am a man. Anyway, I never forget it either.
You spell M-A-N?
So many old references.
Man.
So old, man.
Yeah, so we've been away for a while, but we're back.
A week.
Yeah, a week is a while.
A day.
A week and a day.
A weekday.
A weekday. A weeknight. Weekday.
How long have you been in Mexico? A week? I mean a day? Well, which is a week or a day? A weekday.
Where's that from? What movie?
Cheech and Chong Up in Smoke.
I forgot about that one, man.
When they go to Mexico.
That's right. Yeah, I forgot about that. Man. I wish we could play some of their stuff, but we can't.
Cheech and Chong are hilarious.
Yeah, I think they transcended generations.
Yes.
My dad used to like them.
They're so stupid.
It's like, really? You like Cheech and Chong? Yeah, they're funny. And I was like, okay.
One thing I love about the Cheech and Chong movies is you want to talk about plotless.
Yeah.
There is not even... Their only plot is stoned. Weed. Yeah. Weed is their only plot. They're like, man, what are we going to do? I was like, I don't know, weed? All right, man, let's start filming. You know, you're
hey,
like,
hey, man, looks like, what do you got in your pocket, man?
Just crazy.
No, man, that's not... Anyway, I can't say the punchline because it's a family show.
Been a crazy week. We got Gary Shandling passed away.
Frank Sinatra Jr.
And senior, from what I hear.
Senior is a while ago.
Yes.
But Nancy lives, so.
You know, this might be controversial because I like that Boots Are Made for Walking. I was like, oh, that's awesome. Went out and got one of her records and played it, and I was like, I don't really like Nancy Sinatra. I like.
Oh my gosh, she's so great. Which record did you get?
I don't know. Sugar or something, maybe.
Sugar Town? Show it to me during the break. I love those records, man. There's this one song called One Velvet Morning that's an unbelievably weird song.
Yeah, maybe I just expected something different. I don't know, because I like the Boots Are Made for Walking.
She did the James Bond, you know. She did, what was the one she did? Not Thunderball. That was Tom Jones, but... Anyway, I can't remember right. She did some great songs.
Yeah.
Trust me.
It was just one of those things where I was like, I thought it was something different.
Yeah, maybe.
It took like 4 hours and pulled all my CDs out and put them in alphabetical order, you know?
You only live twice.
Okay. And, boy, what a thankless job.
CDs or albums?
CDs. Oh, my God. Albums would take me months.
I didn't know you had any CDs.
Yeah, I have like five... racks of them out there.
Where?
Against the wall, right? On each side of the records is all CDs.
I've never noticed them.
Wow. Well, they were very disjointed.
Okay.
And so I took them out and put them all in alphabetical order and put them back, and I was like, wow, that's 4 hours. It took me forever to do this, and it makes no difference whatsoever except for me. Now I know they're in alphabetical order, you know.
So if I ask you for, like, you know, the... I don't know, Bachman Turner Overdrive, you know where it is.
Yes.
If you had it, you would know where it is.
Yes.
Dead Kennedys, you know where they are.
California!
Over Alice!
Okay, now here's some music that's not us talking about it.
No.
We'll be right back.
Remember when I told you we're not so different, you and I? We're not so different, you and I. See, I did say that. Last night. Now look at your back door. That pain is back for more.
alive.
みたいなのがあるわけですけれどもね、そこに私なんか頑張ることを頑張り続けなさいって書いてあって、ちょっとショックっていうか、もう何をしたらいいのだろうかみたいな、よくわからんみたいな、そういう感じなんですよ。
Let's drive downtown. The kids are out. Can't you hear the sound?
here's something we hope you'll really like.
You know, if only there was a place to go for hours and hours and hours and hours of entertainment. For free.
For free? Nothing's free.
If only there was such a place. Wait, hold on. I have a thought coming into my pea brain. There is such a place.
No, really, for free.
For free. Go to bunchofdorks.com. There, you're going to find three, count them, three podcasts.
What? Wow, podcasts. You mean people talking and stuff?
Talking into your ear holes and fulfilling your lives and making you think about things like deep, meaningful
That's
things.
Amazing.
Yeah, so go to bunchofdorks.com and click on any one of the three awesome buttons. What are those buttons, Dr. Morbius?
Well, the Slow Robot, a Go-Go, which is, I think, is a movie thing, isn't it? Like B-movies?
It's all B-movies all the time. And then, other things.
And then there's Two Dimension, the comic book podcast with no direction, which...
It's all filled with comic books and other things.
And no directions.
And directionless.
So you might get lost.
So send them a compass in the mail. They would enjoy it.
And then there's Bunch of Dorks.
The longest running podcast in the history of the known universe.
It's like a hub of entertainment.
It is a hub of entertainment for your ears.
Wow. Okay. And other parts.
And other parts. So go to bunchofdorks.com and click on the buttons and laugh your days away as you slave away in your cube farms.
And now with fuzzy dice.
Nice.
Johnny, what can you make out of this?
This? Well, I can make hats. Or a brooch, a pterodactyl.
Paramount Pictures presents
a dual, ghoul, double scream show.
Scream number one.
Frankenstein and the monster from hell.
Scream number two. Captain Kronos, vampire hunter.
All shock.
Frankenstein and the monster from hell. Plus,
Captain Kronos, vampire hunter.
In color, both rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
It's your old pal Krusty for my new pork sandwich, the Clogger. If you can find a greasier sandwich, you're in Mexico.
Like I said, I've got one.
Yeah, we're working.
I've got one too.
And hey, you know who that was? The first music block was the Young Werewolves. Now, this group, man, you might have heard them before on a whole bunch of different stuff.
You sure the man.
Hey, man, like, whoa!
Eye Stoppers, man!
But the very, they're out and about. I was very thankful that they said, yes, we could use their music, because when I looked at their list of accomplishments, they're on a lot of shows. They're on a lot of, they're out there, you know. Like, whoa, they're out there. So that was the Young Werewolves. I played Black Cat, Blackjack and Roulette, Evil Soul and Fire, and Evil Soul, and I played Hot Rod Burnin', because I gotta be me.
Yeah!
So you're gonna hear a lot more from them. They have a couple CDs out. I'm gonna go out and buy them. I didn't show you. I got the Out of Sight's newest one. So,
oh, you got the vinyl?
Yeah, I got the vinyl. It's, now, it's just a plain black one, but it's the heavy duty stuff, but
oh, yeah.
It's so great. I was waiting for that. I was like, yes! You know, I love the Out of Sight's have two albums out now.
Out of sight.
Yeah, it is and out groovy. Of sight. And out of mind.
And it's raining.
No, that's not true. It is raining a lot.
It's raining hard.
Now, the second music break was the Primitive Finks. That's, of course, the surf band. That was the surf music you heard. Oh my gosh, what did I play for you?
Surf music.
Show preparedness. I played you a live from the Hamden Fest 2015.
Nice.
I don't know what that is.
Okay, it's a fest.
Atomic. It's a fest. Lots of festing. It's a. The second one was Atomic Monster. Third one was Dawn Patrol, and then the fourth one, cause I gotta be me, was Dragster.
Nice.
Of which I wish I had one.
One day.
One day.
One day you'll get your Dragster, and then get the Dragula.
Dragstar.
The Dragula.
The coffin.
The coffin
one.
I saw that at at a horror convention.
Another George Barris great.
Yeah.
He was the awesome man.
The guy had the Dracula, or maybe it was an imitation. Oh, speaking of cars, did you hear about what happened with the Batmobile?
No, I did not. Did Tarantino smash it in a movie?
No, he didn't
smash
it.
Oh no,
that was a Martin guitar.
Sorry, that was a Martin guitar.
Okay, there was a guy.
About
still
a horse,
is a guy.
Saw a guy about a horse.
Who was making replicas and selling
mm-hmm,
them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? Warner Brothers jumped on and they basically took him to court and said that the Batmobile is a character and you cannot make...
Is this the guy that made like the Time one? The Marty McFly DeLorean? Like, there's one guy out there.
Possibly.
He's been on Pawn Stars like three times.
Yeah, maybe.
He has the DeLorean from Back to the Future.
Yeah,
he has
probably.
The Batmobile, and he had some other wacky doodle one where you're like, okay, whatever.
Possibly, maybe.
Possibly 100% no.
Definitely,
but,
maybe.
But possibly, maybe. Okay.
Yeah, he got busted. He got stopped. Well, because Warner Brothers took it to court, and as corporations are people, quote unquote, the Batmobile is now a character.
I want to punch a lot of corporations in the face.
Yeah, well, me, you and me too. The Batmobile is not considered a character, so it's licensed now. You can't.
So does the Batmobile go up against the Superman plane? With that,
the super plane or the Wonder Woman invisible
super plane versus Batmobile
or the Batcopter.
That's
or
like
the
next installment of dumb things.
Yeah, well,
wanted.
The guy can't do it anymore. Can't stop doing it. Can't make replicas for other people. Yep,
that's sad.
So the people who got the replicas have probably got like some heavy duty collectibles now because
collectibles
your favorite thing. Can't do it anymore without permission of Warner Brothers.
I find that hard to believe.
It went through a court. It went to the court. I'm sure it'll be like, you know, taken back to court. But I heard it on the radio the other day, and I'm glad.
So, but I mean, now wait a minute. They just said you can't make any more of these.
Yeah, you can't make any more without like permission. Only Warner Bros. I didn't hear the whole story. I know that he was stopped from making more of them.
See, I know a lot of times people mimic. Like there's a famous motorcycle chopper guy, Sugar Bear, who made like that '60s iconic. That metal flake and the candied colors and like he had a very distinctive style, or like Ed Roth, you know, when you see Ed Roth,
Rat Fink.
So if you make, I know in the community, a lot of times if you make one like that, a lot of times people just ask if they care. They'll approach him and say, "Look, I'm going to make this. You know, I'm a huge fan. I love you, man. I just can't afford one of your things." They're always cool with it, or you know.
Well, it's like when I said to you. When you're doing the T-shirt thing, you said, you know, hey, you know, I sent you the Rat Fink. He goes, oh, they'll be going down. They'll be suing me if I do it because it's a Rat Fink. It's a character. Well, now the Batmobile is a character.
So I can't make those Batmobile things. Oh, by the way, did you see my shirt? I'm wearing one of my own.
Yes, that's a nice shirt. Pick me.
Pick me. I'm starting doing some T-shirt silk screening, mostly just for fun, but you never know. And but my very first one, it says "Pick me," and then it has a very homely looking Daisy.
Yeah,
with his tongue sticking out and his cross-eyed. So please pick me if you see me.
You know, it's funny, the other one that you did, Rhonda's Workout.
Yeah, I love Rhonda.
That was a
good one. I wear that so much. I wear it out and about. No one ever asks about it either.
Yeah, well,
it's weird.
They probably think it's Rhonda Rousey or something. Like that.
I know. They think I'm like, I think I'm that.
That's like the famous Rhonda now. So,
yikes. Sad.
Supposed to help me, Rhonda.
Hey, here's some Radio Candy spot. Here's some music for your ears. We'll be right back.
Oh, and remember, next Friday is Hawaiian Shirt Day. So, you know, if you want to, go ahead and wear a Hawaiian shirt and jeans.
house and kids, ain't that the plan? Ain't that the dream? Be careful not to step on your own toes. You're standing still, you'll watch your own doors close. Let a perfect light filter out the lows and the highs. Is that alright? Everyone should know that you don't have to watch the trouble in a perfect life. Open up your eyes and what you are. Felt so right and free, the Milky Way was calling out to her, but then she got afraid and that feeling stayed. Be careful not to step on your own toes.
Crazy. That was the Tearaways. Well, first of all, the second one that we played from the Tearaways was a new Name That Tune theme song.
That's incredible. I didn't know there was a new Name That Tune, but I can't wait to watch it.
That's cool.
I'm sure it's on the Game Show Network.
The first one is Girls Who Love Cars. We all love Girls Who Love Cars. That was from the Tearaways. From the Earl Mankey Sessions, Volume 4.
Yeah, I believe he had something to do with the band Sparks. He was involved with them as a musician or a producer back in the...
Really?
Back in the 70s,
back in the days. Oh, that's cool.
Back in the olden days.
And then, of course, our gal Pepina.
Pepina.
Because Funky Cold Pepina is where it's at.
Yeah, Funky Cold Pepina, yeah. That's interesting, though. So there's a new Name That Tune. Wow. I can name that tune in three notes. Well, name that tune, you blah, 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 blah. Okay. Remember watching that show? You never watched that show?
Oh, I did like once or twice, and I was like, this is dumb.
You know who the host was? The Ron Ely, who used to be TV's Tarzan, Ely.
I wonder if are the microphones picking up this crazy thunderstorm?
Yeah, we're getting
hit
by, like, the God of Thunder.
We're getting hit.
Thor.
Well, there's only one place we gotta turn to. Gotta turn to the weather cube.
Yeah,
what
let's see. I wanna know.
What do you think about this stuff, weather
I
cube?
Know. 60s. Wednesday, partly sunny. I don't want to know Wednesday weather cube. Want to today.
Highs in the lower 80s. Chance of rain 20%.
I got the 80s
Wednesday
so low.
Night, mostly cloudy.
Yeah.
Lows in the mid 60s. Thursday, partly sunny.
Thursday.
With a slight chance of showers.
That's like 2 weeks from now.
Get out of here. Friday.
Oh, Weather Cube, get on
Weather
point.
Weather Cube, you're too ahead of your time.
Thursday is like 2 weeks from now.
Yeah,
all right.
Come on.
So anyway.
Well, look, it doesn't take a weatherman to know which way the wind blows, as some musician wrote.
And it also doesn't take a weatherman to know that I'm playing some music. Here's the grease marks.
All right.
What do you think they do there? They don't drink milkshakes, I assure you. Thank you.
so brilliant, head on right. We're gonna do this damn night, damn and damn and right on time. You got your loving on my mind, I'm coming home. Gotta make some love, I'm coming home. Sweet doctor, I'm coming home. Make sweet love to you. She's nothing to me, I'm coming home. Gotta make some love, I'm coming home. Sweet tired stuff, I'm coming home. My sweet love to you. Woo! Your love, now I'm mine, I'm coming home. Gotta make some love, I'm coming home. Sweet tired of, I'm coming home. Make sweet love to you.
Baby, don't say goodbye to me. I know you meant, 'cause I was wrong.
But that's no reason
to stay so long. Oh, Baby, don't say goodbye to me. Baby, don't say goodbye to me. Yeah. Can't both be right.
I said I'm sorry
to hold me tight. Ooh, Baba, baby, don't say goodbye to me.
Your mother was a hamster and your father smelt of elderberries.
Is there someone else up there we can talk to?
No, now go away or I shall taunt you a second time.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
Rock, 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 rock
Silent and high, and the Lord laugh, children laugh, the Lord said laugh, children laugh, the Lord said laugh, children laugh, the Lord said laugh, laugh, laugh. And the Lord, he said, I created for you a world of joy from out of the blue. And all that is left to complete the joy, just the laugh of a girl and boy. Yay, 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 yay. And there was a garden, beautiful garden, held in the arms of a world without joy. And then there was laughter, wonderful laughter, for he created a girl and a boy.